From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. The University of Missouri has issued an all-clear after last night's reported bomb threat prompted the evacuation of two buildings. A statement posted on the university website Tuesday night said campus police and administrators were aware of a reported bomb threat in the student center, which was evacuated. The statement said the Memorial Union building was also evacuated as a precaution. The police reopened the student center around 9:30 p.m. after searching it for more than an hour. An all-clear was announced online just before 9:45 p.m. The university says Memorial Union remained closed last night but reopened for normal business hours today at 7 a.m. MU spokesman Christian Basie told the Columbia Tribune that the threat was made through an anonymous phone call to the staff at the student center. A measure to reinstate limits on lawsuit awards for pain and suffering in medical malpractice cases is headed to Missouri Governor Jay Nixon's desk. The Missouri House on Tuesday voted to approve a measure that would reinstate limits on non-economic damages in those cases, 3 years after lower caps were struck down by the Missouri Supreme Court. Supporters say the measure is needed to provide certainty and keep doctors in the state. The measure, a compromise reached by Senate Democrats and Republicans, would cap most non-economic awards, which do not include lost wages or medical costs, at $400,000. In catastrophic cases defined in the bill, the cap would be $700,000. The bill also raises an existing $350,000 cap for non-economic damages and wrongful death cases to $700,000. The U.S. Department of Agriculture celebrated Earth Day in Holt Summit yesterday, touting a multi-billion dollar investment in rural infrastructure. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
More than $112 billion will be invested in rural water and waste infrastructure this year, meant to update old systems and protect the environment. That money, largely in the form of loans, will be distributed across 37 projects in 27 states. Holt Summit benefited from such a loan in 2013 when its dated wastewater system was upgraded for public and environmental health reasons. Jackie Ponte-Lasarek is the assistant administrator for the program. She says helping rural communities fund these updates is crucial.
These are the communities where manufactured goods are made, where food is grown, where energy is generated. The kinds of things that contribute to the national economy, they're really, really important.
Holt Summit also partnered up with Jefferson City to help treat the town's wastewater. USDA sees this project as one of the program's successes. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
A constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all of Missouri's statewide elected officials is getting a closer look in the Missouri legislature. The House gave initial approval Tuesday to a bill that would extend a two-term limit for the governor and treasurer to all other statewide officials. Republican Representative Mike Sirpoy of Lee Summit says the other offices should also be limited, and the change would level the playing field. The lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, and auditor would be limited to 8 years unless they are appointed and serve less than 2 years of that first term. Then they could run twice for the position. The measure faces another vote in the House before heading to the Senate and would have to be approved by voters. A top business priority for Missouri Republicans is heading to Governor Jay Nixon's desk, but the measure did not get the number of votes needed to override a potential veto. The Missouri House on Tuesday gave final approval to a measure that would cut unemployment benefits to as low as 13 weeks from the current 20 weeks. The measure passed 88-68, well short of the 109 votes needed to override a gubernatorial veto. Nixon vetoed a similar measure last year, and an override attempt fell short by just 2 votes in the House after succeeding in the Senate. This year, some Republican House members withdrew support of the bill after the Senate made it harder to collect benefits by including severance pay as wages for the purposes of unemployment aid eligibility. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.